such a talk because of the time constraints, but first of all, it needs to start with thank you to Charlotte for her wonderful, such powerful testimony. And may Mashal the Lord always use you for his glory. That Charlotte mentioned two places where she went and she was blessed. Can anybody remind me the names?
New Wine,
Soul Survivors. That I don't think we have sent any young people from our church to the Soul Survivor. When I was in Felixstowe, I used to send young people. They were ready to go. And the impact on the lives of those young people was just phenomenal. I think that my information is correct, that from next year, both the New Wine and the Soul Survivors, they're somewhere going to be in Peterborough. Am I right? So it will be lovely for the adults, the families. New Wine, I will wholeheartedly recommend. And if you want to see that what God is really doing out there in this very society and in the wider human society, go to that place and see that when, as this young lady mentioned, that when God's Spirit comes upon you, that what happens? They are the places where tremendous things happen. And as far as the Soul Survivors, I tell you that it's just tremendous. Hopefully one day our young people will plan and go with Charlotte there. Now, as you know, that we have been preaching nearly for a year from Psalms, and it is a great temptation to preach from Psalm 104, a psalm on the creation. That you know that a lot of the people, they pick problems with the creation story, i.e. the non-believers, because they go to the book of Genesis, first couple of chapters, and they get into trouble. Science and this doesn't match together. And a lot of the time, even well-educated, learned, well-versed in the Bible Christian, they feel embarrassed because they also think that the story of creation is in first two chapters of the Bible. But actually, if you really, truly want to understand the whole created order, that how it came to be, then you need to cross-reference these places like Psalm 104, but above all, with Genesis few chapters, read it in the light of Job chapter 37 to 39 and see that actually that it absolutely scientifically as well is perfect. There are no holes what God creates. But I'm not going to preach on that because of Charlotte's testimony. The appropriate passage is, of course, Titus. As we know that Paul wrote a number of epistles which are in our Bible, but most of them are to the churches, but three he wrote to individuals. Anybody can tell me the names, three individuals he wrote to? One we just read, come on. Titus, Philemon, and Timothy, three people. But the two, Timothy and Titus, they were very special. To them, the third one as well, to Philemon as well, but these were his co-preachers as well. These were the young men that Paul looked at them as his spiritual children who labored together with him. And as I was, thinking a few things that what I'm going to say, that I said, well, our situation is quite similar, that I have got two, the young preachers, and me, the old hand, like Paul. But the difference is they were male and I have got females. And then I remembered that when first time my children's mum was expecting, And those 35 plus years ago, that I was still very much a Pakistani culture, because I have been only a few years away from there. And that culture is that when first time your wife is pregnant, you ask for a son, not for a daughter. And I don't know why I always prayed, Lord, everybody asks for a son, please give me a daughter. So can you see where it ended up? Not the boys, but the girls. So I always asked for daughters. And perhaps you can, some of you I know, and please don't feel embarrassed, you had felt a little bit of why I always say to Becky, my child, my daughter, and so on. I hope that you will understand that because I come from the culture where this holy book was written, the Eastern culture, when you are old hand, a preacher, and you have a younger preacher with, they are your sons and daughters. That is where that secret is. But now come the tough bit, my girls. That Paul, writing to Titus, pointed out to him and to Timothy the same things, three things, that how our lives, we who preach, those who stand here, that how our lives should be. And this one is telling me that, Napo, don't break your promise. You said that time doesn't allow. So, well, three things he mentioned. First of all, he talked about that your life in private, your life in public, and your life in pulpit. That today's chapter is very much your life in pulpit. And that is that you are to teach and to preach. And I know, as well as you know, that when you are younger, it's not always easy. Because especially in churches, most of your listeners, they are of age. They have spent whole life trusting, believing in the Lord. And I know those early days discussions and so on. Oh, Napo, there is that sitting. They know the Bible so well. That is always obviously a challenge. But once the Lord has called you, your task is to teach and to preach. But teach what? Of course, obviously God's word. But that word, if it does not sum up in this, then there needs to be something sorted out. And that is, as Paul has written number of times, even today's passage, if you read towards the end, that our salvation is by God's grace. If that grace does not come out from our talking, from our preaching, then something is not right. And also, watch me, watch her, watch me, that when we speak, who do we talk about most? Is it me, me, or is it Christ Jesus? And you are listeners, if it is me, then hey, even within the service, stand up and say, our Savior is Jesus. This church is to be rooted in Christ Jesus, not in me, Napo, not me in Baki, not me in Charlotte. But I'm just jumping very quickly. And the second is our lives in the public. And that actually, if you look, the end sentence of today's reading is that let no one despise you. Of course, we live among human beings and we ourselves are human beings. We do form opinions, we do say things, and so is with others. But let us be always the people that whatever people talk about us negative, that there is no reason for them to rejoice in that. But our lives are fashioned on God's word. And the third, your personal or private life. You know that what we are in private, that very much comes out in public. maybe not so much young people, but maybe even better than us, but we older people who have sat under the ministry of don't know how many people, within no time it will come that how much actually you have spent your time with the Lord, how much time you spend studying God's word. The culture is, which always say, be busy, 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 do, 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 do. But my advice to you, my daughters, is always give time to yourself that be rooted in God's word. If you want your word to impact, change the lives, as Charlotte said, that there are many out there like me, like Charlotte, who had such broken life backgrounds that they do need to hear, but not to hear, but to see the impact. But then you first need to be rooted in God's word. Not only rooted, but it must daily change you. If my rule is that if my spiritual journey or my spiritual health in 2018 is just the same what it was in November 2017, I need to ask myself that what have I been to? May God use you mightily, and the same rules apply to you, my young people. Because the Lord wants many more come out and serve him. Because, trust me, the fields are ready out there, but so few laborers. Watch your life in private. Watch your life in public. Amen.